idea what that was, but it wasn't what I expected. So we're just going to fade that out a little bit right there. All right. So it's 12:10 and Brian and I are here in the studio scrambling. We've got partial functionality of our equipment. So we're hoping you guys can hear what we're playing. Meanwhile, I've been talking about 1989 because all of a sudden I'm getting all these, seeing all these messages, posts on Facebook, emails about this came out 30 years ago. I can't believe this came out 30 years ago. So I'm going to play some stuff that came out 30 years ago. We're going to start with Kristen Hall. I should really find her post because what she said about it was I didn't really know the backstory. Like Kristen Hall, for those of you who aren't rabid fans like me, she kind of comes out of the Indigo Girls kind of orbit. She was their guitar tech back in the day. Oh no, Kristen. Oh, I spelled it wrong. She made this this album that I am holding in my hot little hands. She doesn't seem to have a Facebook page. Arr. I think she just made it like in her apartment or something back in the day. She was also a member of Sugarland briefly. This is just a really great album. I'm going to read you. I finally found her post. Kristen Hall, she posted this on February 26th. It is difficult to believe that 30 years have passed since the release of Real Life Stuff. Who could ever imagine that sitting in a friend's living room, singing my little songs live to a digital tape recorder would lead to the journey life has taken? Incredible. I have strong and cherished memories of performing these songs around Atlanta and the U.S. So many smiling faces and sharing of stories and the laughter. The laughter remains my favorite part. For better or worse, I didn't make a single change to these recordings. They were raw and unfiltered and shall remain perfectly imperfect. Thank you to anyone who listened, supported, followed, and allowed me into their life. It's been an honor and a privilege. Kristen. We had her on the show once, which was really cool. I can't remember if it was on the phone or in person. That's weird. I've been doing this so long, I can't even remember. But I'm going to play you the first couple tracks from Real Life Stuff. It's a great album. I don't even know how you can get it. It came out on Damon Records, which is Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls, her record label. I don't even know if you can get it digitally anymore or if you can find the CD. Maybe she has a website. It looks like she's going to have it available for download. So in March, which is March now. Check it out. Just if you want to be able to find her name is spelled Kristen, Kristen Hall. She has a Facebook page. It's a page, not like her personal page, but a page for her music. Check it out. And, we'll follow that with some Indigo Girls that came out. Their first album came out in 1989. And also, Melissa Etheridge, I think her second album came out in 1989. We'll play some of that as well. And here it is, Kristen Hall.
Maybe I don't know too much. I never claimed to be a genius. Myself hard to touch. Think of me alone for a long time. Maybe I should have tried a little harder not to hide. I spent a lot of time thinking. I never claimed to be a prophet. I'm not good at nodding and thinking. I speak my mind if I had something to say now. Maybe I should have tried to keep a little more inside. Maybe I should have tried a little harder not to hide. I take some things for granted. I never said that I was gracious. My point of view can seem slanted. Take me
take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. And I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy, with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. He graded my performance. He said he could sit through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. And I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek some possibly a friend. And I woke up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. Then we go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look. I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, yeah.
I'd be sleeping in the alley, on a couch with a friend and a bottle of gin. If I could have my way, I'd be running with a circus. I would be taming all the lions. There'd be no denying I was brave and crazy. If I could have my way, I wouldn't be dreaming, screaming. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Tell me, what am I gonna do about you? If wishes were horses, this beggar would ride. I'd have my cake and eat it with a little on the side. I'd never want for money, I'd never want for friends. I wouldn't have to make excuses for the shape that I'm in. Crazy. Before I saw your eyes, I was in control of my soul on the whole. Tell me, what am I gonna do about you? It wouldn't work out anyhow. This desire's too much. It's running out my brain. It's showing previews of your body. Driving me insane. Baby, that's crazy. But all that I can do is to beg, plead.
naive, I never dreamed. Maybe you'd prefer to be alone. No sooner did I find you than I gave you to the sea. I wish I'd been the sailor that you wanted me to be. If you're lost, I'll be your island. I'll be your island. I'll be your island. I gave you a boat so you could sail around the world.
These moments are still called today. Take part in the pain of this passion play. We're stretching our youth as we must until. Until time makes history of us. I feel like an innocent one to deserve this fate. What have I ever done? I know that I made all the rules, but time can even change the hopeless ways of fools. I love you tonight like I did yesterday. I won't think of tomorrow or the price I pay. I drink from the well. My soul is dry, I never know why. All I want is for your love to be all mine, but the angels won't have it. All I want is just a little piece of mine, but the angels won't have it. Oh, I thought I had a piece of my soul. Looking after this see-through heart. Someone up there isn't doing their part. Oh Cupid, you foolish boy, you should take better aim with your brand new toy. I love you tonight like I did yesterday. I won't think of tomorrow on the price I pay. My soul is drained, I never know why. All I want is for your love to be all mine, but the angels won't have it. All I want is just a little piece of mine, but the angels won't have it. Oh, I thought I had a piece of my soul. If I die before I wake, the innocent one whose heart could never break, lift me up, take me out of this bed, watching the angels shake their heads. Don't feel sorry for me, baby, honey, don't you cry. You can sell all of my clothes, you will forget me by and by. Just a little piece of mine.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's what I was listening to in 1989. That was Melissa Etheridge doing The Angels from her album Brave and Crazy. Came out in 1989. We heard a bunch of songs from three different albums that came out in 1989. And I remember the Grammys that year. Melissa was on there and a bunch of other people. And I was like, wow, the women are finally taking center stage in 1989. And that was about a year after I started doing the show. I started in 1988. So maybe we had something to do with it. I doubt it. But before Melissa, we heard the Indigo Girls from their first, well, not their first album, but their first sort of commercially available album called Indigo Girls. We heard History of Us, sending that out to Jane, who was enjoying that. We heard a couple cuts from Kristen Hall, but the one that we heard most recently was Island. It's the last track on Real Life Stuff, came out in 1989. Melissa Etheridge did the title track to Brave and Crazy, and we heard Closer to Fine, pretty much the Indigo Girls' most popular and famous song from their debut album. And Kristen Hall, we heard two cuts, It's All Right and I Don't Need You Anyway from Real Life Stuff. And that It's All Right, if you noticed a guitar that sounded familiar, yes, that was Emily Saliers playing along with her on that track. So all this 1989 stuff got me started thinking about 1989, and so I started Googling, and I'm going to play whatever we can squeeze in the next 14 minutes before Brian comes up with Crash Course for the Ravers. Going to play you some songs from 1989 or thereabouts, starting with this classic from Edie Brickell on Something About the Women. Please play. Thank you. That little trip down memory lane, we didn't have enough time to really get to it all, but maybe I'll continue this thread in future shows, because we're about to wrap up the show. That was Cher, of course, doing If I Could Turn Back Time, which we just did. We turned back time to 1989. Wow. We heard Edie Brickell doing What I Am, and we didn't get to go that far, and I had all these songs, but time just got the better of me, and Brian's getting ready.
Yeah, you know what? Play track one.
Okay.
Give me 10 minutes.
All right. So I'm queuing up music for Brian's show while wrapping up my show, and I also wanted to give you another live read because, you know, I studied reading in all through elementary school, and I hardly ever do it. So I just want to let you know, as someone who's just getting over the flu after about over 3 weeks of being sick, I was in Amsterdam, and I got sick with the flu the last couple days I was there, and I've been back for 3 weeks, and I've still felt pretty horrible up until about yesterday. So let me tell you about this. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now you can't spend
Your day is avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society and Tufts Freeform Radio here at 91.5 WMFO. And my name is Sue. It's been a pleasure sharing something about the women with you today, even though we had some technical difficulties. I feel like we had a good show overall on balance. So thanks for tuning in, and come hear us next time. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Madonna from 1989. And I think, actually, let's see here. Something strange is happening here, but we're going to make it stop. What I'm trying to say is we might not get through the whole song, but I will leave that up to Brian. Oy, I'm having trouble. The mouse is all over the place here. Brian, I'm having troubles. There we go. We're going to make this happen. All right, here we go. Have a great day and stay tuned.
Crash Course for the Reavers coming up.
That's right. Here comes Madonna, already in progress.